Vermont Governor Phil Scott has signed an executive order that creates a special marijuana advisory commission. Scott says he wants the panel to study how other states that have legalized marijuana have dealt with a number of important issues. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
At the end of the legislative session, when House Republicans blocked consideration of a legalization bill, Scott said he would act on his own to name a commission. His executive order creates a 13-person panel that will study highway safety concerns and education and prevention issues. It will also review how the state could tax and regulate the sale of pot. Rebecca Kelly is the governor's communications director.
He's not opposed philosophically to legalization of recreational marijuana use, but he wants to get it right.
Kelly says the governor wants the commission to learn from the 8 states that have legalized marijuana. Pot has also been legalized in the District of Columbia.
We're laying a framework to alleviate any concerns or any maybe issues that other states have faced, and we can address those more proactively before we move forward on legalization.
The commission will have bipartisan leadership. Scott has named former Vermont Democratic Party Chairman Jake Perkinson and former Republican House member Tom Little to serve as co-chairman of the panel. Little was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in 2000 when lawmakers passed the Civil Unions Law. Little says driver and parent issues will be a top priority for the Marijuana Commission.
There are considerable challenges with highway safety enforcement along the lines that we do with other drugs and with alcohol for marijuana.
Some states that have legalized marijuana have a full regulatory system for the sale and taxation of pot, while others have simply legalized the possession of an ounce or two with no state oversight. Little says the commission will study the pros and cons of each approach.
If retail sales of marijuana become the law in Vermont, how to regulate it and how to have a rational and fair way of taxing it.
Because the sale and possession of marijuana is illegal under federal law, states that regulate and tax marijuana often have to rely on a cash-based system. Little says this is another issue for the commission to look at.
There's a use of alternative currencies, Bitcoin and other things like that, so that it isn't necessarily a cash basis entirely.
The commission is scheduled to issue its final report in December of 2018. It's a timetable that will allow the 2019 legislature to debate a legalization bill. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.